Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
On Wednesday, we're broadcasting live at the Legacy Seeds booth. We got a crop update in the Felton, Minnesota area from Mark Philbrandt and Big Dog Ag. How are things looking up in the Felton area, though? I know you're on the road today.
We're out at Big Iron also. In fact, I just drove into the parking lot here, and we've got some guys over at our booth. Our booth is over in the Hartle Ag building, booth number 1 and 2, right as you come in there. But no, we got some guys that started harvesting up around our area. Nothing real exciting yet. Pretty much between 15 and 30 bushel beans is what I've been hearing. But got a lot of beans that are going to be coming off in the next week or so.
Yeah, and we talked before, but the Felton area itself actually has got some pretty good crops this year. You don't have anything that was like bad, did you, this year?
Not right at night yet. You know, we're going to see how some of these crops come off. The corn is going to be interesting. I'm really not sure what we're going to get on corn. That has been kind of going brown for a while now, but it's going to be interesting to see when we get done here. And that's the one thing that we're doing right now is we're going out and any of that corn that's at black layer, we can go out and do a stock nitrate test. And what that does is that tells us when what kind of a program our nitrogen is doing, if we had too much on or if we didn't have enough on there. And it's going to be real interesting to see how that program worked when we're in a dry season for a change.
Well, I know you're always peaking, so what do the crops look like kind of on your way down to Big Iron?
Well, they look pretty decent. You know, like I say, some of the beans are going to be short. I think it was kind of like we talked last week. You know, there's a guy doing silage and goes, well, in one pass he was doing anywhere from 4 ton an acre to 20 ton an acre from one end to the other and a half, half mile. And I think that's what we're going to see a lot of variability out in those fields. Like you talked about all year, Eric, you know, there's high spots, low spots, real good corn next to not very good corn. So it definitely makes it a whole lot going to be not really knowing what the heck is going to be out there. So,
well, Mark, before we let you go, what do you got going on besides being at Big Iron? Maybe that's what you want to talk about. But what's the big thing going on these days at Big Dog Ag?
Well, the other thing we're doing, we're going down to Peterson, Minnesota, down in the southeast corner tomorrow and get set up for a field day that we're having down there on Friday. So that is definitely going to be what we're going to be going down doing that. So keeping busy. And like I say, we're going to really work on showing guys how to do stock nitrate tests. And that's the big deal because you need to know what your nitrogen program and how that's working. So
very good. Well, thanks for talking with us. I know you've been kind of cruising around with Big Iron and other things, so I'm sure we'll see you maybe later today. But for anybody that wants to get a hold of you, what's the best way to get a hold of you at Big Dog Ag?
Just give me a call on my cell phone. That's 218-790-0013. Or you can look us up on the web at Big Dog Ag.
This is Inside Agriculture.